As what I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, we are celebrating today the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, one of the early leaders of the Christian community. If we count St. Peter as the first bishop of Antioch, then Ignatius is the second. The city of Antioch was one of the most important centers of Christianity during the apostolic times. And the city was mentioned many times in the scriptures, especially in the letters of Paul, and it was in Antioch that the followers of Christ were first called Christians for the very first time. So this has a very, very special place in the history of Christianity, because our identity as follower of Christ, as Christians, was first heard in this city. Ignatius worked closely with the apostles. He was directly instructed by them. In fact, tradition says that it was Simon who appointed Ignatius as Bishop of Antioch, recognizing his excellent leadership and faithfulness to the teachings of our Lord. It was also believed that he was one of the scribes of John the Apostle. That's why the epistles of St. John were at times ascribed to him. Ignatius was very clear in his teachings of the faith, especially on the divinity and the humanity of Jesus and the primordial and centrality of the Eucharist in the Christian life. He was really one of the earliest and one of the staunchest apologists of the Catholic faith. Most of the things that we know about him are taken from the letters that he wrote to the churches in Asia Minor. And in those letters, he clarified so many things about the things and issues that the early church were dealing with. You know, one important information also that we can remember of him, whenever I hear his name, the first thing that comes to my mind is the word Catholic. He was the one who coined the word Catholic as a universal characteristic of the church. So the word Catholic was first used by him. So whenever you hear that word, think about Saint Ignatius of Antioch. It was from him that for the very first time that it was used to describe again the timeliness of the teachings of the church. That it is not just bound by a certain geographical location, it's not just bound by a certain time, but rather it is universal. He was captured and was sentenced to death when he refused to turn away from his faith. He was brought from Antioch to Rome, and he pleaded the Christians, the early Christian community in Rome, not to interfere in his martyrdom. He said, "I am deeply convinced that to die for the sake of Christ and for the gospel is the biggest honor that one could ever have." He was martyred by being fed to the wild beasts in the arena in Rome. His last words is a beautiful summary of Christian discipleship. And this is what we can reflect this morning about this man who really paved the way for what we have right now. His last words were, "I prefer death in Christ Jesus to power over the farthest limits of the earth. He who died in place of us is the one object of my quest. He who rose for our sake is my one desire." That's amazing. You know, we know that already in our own Christian life. But looking at our own priorities right now, our quest, our desire, what's in the top of that hierarchy right now? Like in your life, what is one thing that you considered as the most important treasure or wealth? What is your ultimate quest and desire? St. Ignatius of Antioch made it so clear for us, made it so clear. Only one really matters, and that is the very person of Christ. Looking at our own faith journey, do we always consider Jesus as the one and ultimate object of our quest? As we continue in our own discipleship, let us ask for his intercession. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us.